in the Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
Good morning, Boston. You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR. Let's do it. Was Perfect by Flyleaf. How's it going, everybody? Shout out to all my listeners all over the world. Thanks so much for tuning in. And of course, a shout out to all my local listeners as well. Today we got some heavy rock for you. We got some On This Date. We have some international music for you. So don't touch that dial. Keep it locked right here at MFO. Crank up the volume and enjoy.
myself. I know I can be what I want to be. Can't blame anyone else for being myself. I wish I could live without some qualities. The fault of my own. I know.
Time.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and you just heard Nothing Is Real by Coach Party. Before that, we had Microaggression by Coach Party again. One Night Stand by Divide the Day. Looking for Trouble by Divide the Day. Cosmic Cowboy by Cuff. I Can See Myself by Issa Lina from Finland. And way up at the top, we had Perfect by Flyleaf. You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. Okay, time now for On This Day. A little bit of rock history for you. On 12/27/1969, Led Zeppelin's Led Zeppelin II went to number one in the U.S., certified 12 times platinum by the RIAA. The album is widely considered to be one of the most influential in modern rock music. And on this day, December 27, 1964, the Supremes made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show and performed Come See About Me. And on this day, December 27, 1975, the Rod Stewart-led Faces officially broke up. On December 27, 2008, Taylor Swift's Fearless began a 7-week run at the top of the Billboard 200. December 27, 1957, 20,000 fans lined up outside Brooklyn's Paramount Theater for Alan Freed's Christmas show. 1958, December 27, Buddy Holly made his first appearance in Lubbock, Texas, since becoming very famous. On December 27, 1960, the Beatles were added to a show at the Litherland Town Hall Ballroom in Liverpool at the last minute. On December 27, 1963, the London Times named John Lennon and Paul McCartney as the outstanding composers of 1963. December 27, 1965, Davy Jones played a junkie on the Ben Casey episode, If You Play Your Cards Right, You Too Can Be a Loser. And on December 27, 1967, The Doors appeared on The Jonathan Winters Show on CBS TV. And on this day in music, December 27, 1975, Queen scored their first number one album in the UK with A Night at the Opera, produced by Roy Thomas Baker and Queen. The band's fourth LP was rumored to be the most expensive album ever recorded at the time, thanks to months of sessions at studios across England. The band recouped the cost, however, as the album flew up the charts across the globe, landing in the top five in multiple territories, including Australia, Canada, and the US, where it was certified platinum. A Night at the Opera also featured Queen's first number one UK hit, Bohemian Rhapsody, an enduring song of epic proportions. And on December 27, 2008, Taylor Swift began a 7-week run at the top of the Billboard 200 with Fearless. The album included three top 10 singles, Love Story, You Belong With Me, and Fearless. In 1980, on this day, John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Double Fantasy began an 8-week run at the top of the U.S. chart. The album is the final studio recording released by Lennon during his lifetime. And on this day, 1997, the Spice Girls scored their second consecutive Christmas number one single in the UK with Too Much. And on December 27, 2008, thieves broke into a house belonging to the Allman Brothers Band singer and keyboardist Greg Allman in Georgia and stole a coin collection, knives, and unreleased concert recordings. Two men were charged with the burglary 2 days later. And on December 27, 1999, Sean Puff Daddy Combs and his girlfriend Jennifer Lopez were arrested after a gun was found in their vehicle as they left a Manhattan nightclub. Police were investigating a shooting in the club. And born on this day, December 27th, 1941, Mike Pinder from the Moody Blues. 1941, Les McGuire, Jerry and the Pacemakers. 1944, Mick Jones from Foreigner. 1948, Larry Byram from Steppenwolf. 1952, David Koppler, Dire Straits. And 1988, Haley Williams from Paramore. And that's going to do it for on this day, December 27th. We're going to get back to banging out some tunes for you, and I hope you guys dig the show.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Yeah, I could buy a Maybach, but I'm still in my F-150. And my last name is a whole lot bigger than I thought it'd be. A lot of things changed, except one thing, me. I'm still the same old redneck. Don't give a damn, ain't afraid to throw a dead book on my Instagram. Grain alcohol in my cup. To the sky, buddy.
Come on, take me away.
Takes a while to settle down, and then the truth becomes clear. Perhaps it was always here. It's like a fish searching for the ocean. It's like the stars looking for the sky. It's right in front of your eyes. You wonder, you wonder if you'll ever find the true meaning of life. Perhaps it's not for you to know. It's like a fish searching for the ocean. It's like the stars looking for the sky. It's right in front of your eyes. Searching for the ocean.
right. That was John Macy, Right in Front of Your Eyes. And that's from his Intention album. Before that, we heard Take Me Away by The Driver Era, 3/5 of a Mile in 10 Seconds by Jefferson Airplane, Beauty Queen by Lash, Sold Out by Hardy, and before that, we had the On This Day feature. And that's going to do it for today's show. I'll be back next Friday, 11 a.m. Hope you guys join me again. In the meantime, always be kind to each other and never give up on your dreams. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks, so hang in there. You might like them. All right, be well, be safe, and wishing you all a very happy new year. FR signing off for the last Ultimate Rock Radio Show of 2024. Catch you next Friday at 11 a.m.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time, time for you to go out to the places you will. Closing time, this room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home.
Take me home, take me home.